Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Mack reaches second base with a double. Heath goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lyons. Mack moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Appling reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Webb moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. QL reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. Krivic scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling is walked intentionally. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. Appling moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe Dobson now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Trotsky scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath scores. Mack moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Weatherly out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau scores. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-3 in the game. Solters takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal pinch runs for Moose Solters. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosenthal. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing left field. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Dobson moves to third. Oscar Grimes pinch runs for Joe Dobson. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-4 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Grimes scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Weatherly scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Trotsky hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Feller now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Ken Silvestri pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri strikes out. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Pitlock to second, and Kennedy is out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.